a new Marquette poll shows Democratic Socialist Francesca Hong pulling away in the final weeks of the Democratic primary race for governor. It's Thursday, July 30th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up, a conservative state appeals court has upheld Wisconsin's landmark collective bargaining law known as Act 10. That will likely tee up the case for the state Supreme Court to decide. And the last of our features on candidates in the crowded Democratic primary for governor focuses on Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Public Radio stays connected with the whole state, thanks to its network of 8 bureaus. With reporters on the ground across Wisconsin, WPR provides a news service that connects with issues that matter to your life. Stay in touch with WPR.
A new Marquette University Law School poll shows Democratic Socialist Francesca Hong has widened her lead in the Democratic primary for governor. Rich Kramer has more.
The Marquette poll of around 400 Democratic primary voters was a bit of a do-over. Results from last week were incomplete because two candidates dropped out and one got back in the race. Before giving the newest results, Franklin joked that they were able to do a week of polling without any more changes.
So that was refreshing.
Wednesday's results showed 38% of Democrats plan to vote for Hong on August 11th. Franklin noted 45% were still undecided.
But I think the expansion of Hong's lead is a notable change over this, where we were a week ago.
Among other Democrats in the race, Mandela Barnes was at 16%, David Crowley had 7%, Kelda Royce and Joel Brennan were tied at 2%. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Local leaders are still trying to determine the full scale of destruction caused by a tornado that hit the Fox Valley area Monday. In Menasha, the storm left behind catastrophic damage to homes and businesses. Kobe Skellinger works in the Winnebago County Executive's office. He says officials did not have an estimate on the number of buildings destroyed or the number of people displaced as of yesterday morning.
We're working on clearing roads and making everything passable, and then we'll hopefully have more information on that in the coming days.
Winnebago County says 35 people stayed overnight at a Red Cross emergency shelter and a church in Menasha on Tuesday night. More than 100 came in during the day for food, supplies, or rest. Local officials are enforcing a curfew in Menasha and Fox Crossing. A conservative state appeals court has upheld the landmark collective bargaining law known as Act 10. As Sean Johnson reports, it likely tees up the case for the Supreme Court to decide.
Act 10 eliminated bargaining rights for most public employees, but not all. It preserved union rights for public safety workers like police and firefighters. Other workers, like corrections officers, lost their rights. A lawsuit filed by unions argued that violated the state constitution's equal protection guarantee, and in 2024, a Dane County judge agreed. Wednesday's ruling by the state appeals court said that judge got it wrong, and that previous courts had already considered the same arguments. That will likely mean an appeal to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, where liberals will hold a 5-2 majority starting next month. Multiple liberal justices have made public statements critical of Act 10, but have said that won't prevent them from hearing the case. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Leaders from the Milwaukee Public Schools are in Illinois this week, hoping to hire up to 200 teachers facing layoffs from Chicago Public Schools. Earlier this month, the Chicago school system announced a budget plan calling for laying off 760 teachers and about 800 teachers' aides. The MPS Human Resources team headed to Chicago yesterday and today to interview prospective teachers. They plan to hire up to 200 of them on the spot. The positions have an average salary of $90,000. Dominic Maniscalco is the MPS Chief Human Resources Officer. He says there are 111 open jobs in the district.
I'm shooting for the stars and saying 200 because we need to overreach a little bit. We need to be prepared between now and September 1st. You know, sometimes teachers will leave or they'll choose to resign or go to another district.
Milwaukee is also hoping to hire about 100 paraprofessionals. Repeated heat waves this summer have some in public health worried. Hope Kerwin has more on how heat and high humidity can put some populations at risk.
People with heart or kidney problems and those who take certain medications like antidepressants can struggle with overheating, and it can be especially dangerous for people with substance abuse disorder. Public Health Madison and Dane County saw a spike in overdoses during the heat wave at the end of June. Public Health Supervisor Julia Olson says using opioids, stimulants, or even alcohol can be a problem when your body is already under stress from the heat.
That can affect your breathing, it can affect your heart functioning, alertness, or your body's ability to just regulate its own temperature, and that can get really overwhelming to your body very quickly.
Heat waves are expected to become hotter and more frequent due to climate change. Olson says public health leaders across the country are already thinking about how to help vulnerable populations like drug users and people who are unsheltered. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A Dane County judge will not block state elections guidance barring absentee voters from casting new ballots because they changed their minds. New guidance this month from the Wisconsin Elections Commission specified absentee voters and that they couldn't spoil their ballots and get new ones because their candidates dropped out of the race. In recent weeks, three Democrats have dropped out of the party's primary for governor and one jumped back in. The lawsuit asked for an injunction blocking the Election Commission's guidance. It argued absentee voters were being treated differently than those voting in person who are allowed to spoil ballots. Circuit Court Judge David Conway disagreed. In his ruling, he said absentee voters were never allowed to spoil ballots that had already been returned under state law, even if some clerks mistakenly allowed it to happen. Coming up after the break, WPR's next candidate profile in the race for governor. Today, we're featuring Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. Over the years, my wife and I have supported several different public radio stations with which we have a connection, like in my hometown in Indianapolis. We know how important listener support is to the quality news and conversations and entertainment that we value on public radio. A gift of $10 or $20 per month goes a long way to providing meaningful programming to this community. Become a sustainer of your station, Wisconsin Public Radio, with your monthly gift at WPR.org.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley jumped back into the race for governor less than a month before primary day. Mainstream Democrats are hoping he can defeat Madison Representative Francesca Hong, the Democratic Socialist. This late in the campaign, he has his work cut out for him. As part of our ongoing series on candidates in the race, Anu Van Wagtendonk has this profile.
I'm David Crowley, and I'm running to be governor for all of us.
That's Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, launching his Democratic campaign for governor last September.
So allow me to reintroduce myself.
And that's David Crowley at another launch this July. In between, a lot happened, like Crowley dropping out and endorsing another candidate, and that candidate's campaign imploding. And then, according to Crowley, a whole lot of phone calls asking him to give it one more shot.
And that's exactly why I am re-entering this race to be the next Democratic governor.
Crowley says this time will be different. He raised way more money right away, and now he's backed by Governor Tony Evers. Crowley is pitching himself as a common-sense problem solver, one whose experience as Milwaukee County Executive shows he can address the needs of a deep blue city and its redder suburbs. Even some of his political opponents like his style. Milwaukee County Supervisor Steve Taylor, a conservative Republican, has criticized Crowley but calls him a friend.
David is a really, good person, and he's very likable. And he goes to Madison and he doesn't play the partisan games.
But partisan games are what get played this time of year. And in the race against other Democrats, Crowley started out behind. Jessica Taylor with the Cook Political Report says Evers gives Crowley a boost, but he still has to introduce himself to voters, many of whom have never heard of him.
I really question whether Crowley is as well known outside of Milwaukee. And if he didn't do, great the first time around in a crowded field, what's going to be different in the last couple of weeks?
Taylor says Crowley's candidacy seems entirely focused on stopping Francesca Hong, a Democratic socialist who's consistently led in the polls. During his campaign reboot speech, Crowley alluded to the fact that Republicans are spending money on ads to boost Hong's campaign.
They're deciding the Democratic nominee that they want to be in November, y'all. They're making an investment right now. And this should all be a 5-alarm warning sign to all of us.
The idea is Republicans see Hong as the most vulnerable against Tiffany. But some Democratic observers say propping up Crowley in her stead doesn't make a ton of sense. Jon Favreau is an alum of the Obama administration who now hosts the liberal podcast Pod Save America. He says in a divided field, Crowley is more likely to split votes among the remaining Democrats, especially former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes.
I'll just say this, like if Hong wins the primary and loses the general, this is the establishment decided to put in someone else, potentially split the vote with Barnes, and that's where we ended up where we did.
For Crowley supporters, this is a double standard. They say when he got in the race, people questioned Crowley's electability because he's from Milwaukee and because he's Black. Now his supporters say he's being accused of the opposite, of being too establishment. Crowley, who grew up in inner city Milwaukee, had a ready-made response at Tuesday night's debate.
But I was never born into the establishment. I was actually born into struggle.
He says this election is too important to gamble on. But by the standards of any traditional campaign for office, Crowley has made a risky political bet. It's one that could affect the direction of the party for years to come, and it won't be an easy one to win. Anyvan Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
You can find profiles of all the candidates for governor at WPR.org/elections. And now for a check of the forecast. Sunny to partly cloudy and rather warm today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are also possible in the far north. Highs are likely to reach the mid to upper 80s statewide, and winds expected to pick up 5 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and a bit muggy. Isolated showers early also to the north. Lows mainly in the mid-60s. And for your Friday, mainly cloudy and cooler, with widespread rain developing over the southern half and scattered showers in the north. Highs will reach mainly mid-70s. Thanks so much for joining us on this Thursday for Wisconsin Today Morning News. Special thanks to our producer today, Rob Menser. We'll see you back here tomorrow.